Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and every day during this pledge drive, we're looking ahead to the summer's Olympic Games in London and talking to some hometown favorites competing for spots on the U.S. team. So far, we've spoken to athletes from track and field, gymnastics, and swimming. This morning, I'm joined by fencer Nzinga Prescott, Brooklyn-born and raised, now a Columbia University undergraduate. Nzinga, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you compete in foil fencing. Now, for those of us who only know fencing from swashbucklers and plays and movies, what is foil fencing?
Foil fencing is one of the three weapons in fencing. It's most similar to the two others, épée and saber, and it's you use your point, the point of the blade, and there's a set of rules, and the director officiates, and basically you're just trying to hit your opponent and get right of way.
And you
and get
call
your light
it,
on.
You call it a weapon, right? People call it
yeah.
a weapon even though it's a sport.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the traditional name, I guess, for it.
How did you find your way to fencing, of all things?
Well, my mom, like when I was younger, she put me in like all these sports like gymnastics, swimming, ballet, and all that. And then she read an article when I was 9 about the Peter Westbrook Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And she heard that they were sending Olympic athletes to the Olympics for fencing. And like the Smart Siblings, like all that in 2000, I think, in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought it'd be a good idea for my sister and I to do it on Saturday mornings. So we started there, and then we got a scholarship from Peter Westbrook to go to the Fencers Club during the week. And that's where I've been ever since.
How will you qualify for London if you do? I gather you're competing in an event in Italy this coming weekend?
Yeah, there's a World Cup this weekend. So for the selection process, there's 8 World Cups. 4 were last May and June, and there's 3 domestic competitions, and there's 4 more, like February and March. So 2 have already, we already competed in 2. One was in, I can't even remember where I go. One was in Poland and one was in Germany. And next we're going to Italy, and after that we'll be in Budapest in Hungary.
I hear your coach not only helps your fencing skills, but helps you when you're on the radio.
That's my mom.
That's mom/coach reminding you. And I guess, you know, I mean, but that's the thing, right? Fencing has taken to competitions all over the world.
All over. I've been everywhere, except Africa. I really want to go there.
Is there a center of fencing? You know, like if New York is the heart of the baseball universe, is something fencing central somewhere?
In the U.S., New York is actually like one of the big spots, New York and California. But internationally, it's Italy. Italians have, like, the best fencers in, like, all the weapons. But women's foil, they dominate.
How come?
I'm not really sure if I knew. I think it's just, like, tradition. They've been, it's, like, in their culture. Fencing's, like, more popular there, and that's their career. That's what they do. That's their profession.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it until they're 40.
A little,
and they live off of it.
You went to Stuyvesant, right?
Yeah, I went to Stuy.
Did you see, a little bit off the topic for our last question, but did you see that article about the lack of Black and Latino students at Stuyvesant? You were one, and other specialized public high schools. Did that resonate with you?
Yeah, I mean, when I went there, I definitely, it was an experience. It's unfortunate that so few minorities get in there. I think it's a problem, like, they should, from when they're younger, they should be more exposed to these opportunities, like, not only, like, in their, like, when they're in junior high school, but from when they're young, so they have a goal to reach when they're older.
All right. 30 seconds. I have time to throw in one more. We've been asking all the athletes in the series, what's the most important trait in getting your level of achievement up? And some people say willpower. What's your answer?
I would say working hard consistently, it's not something you can do for a year and then veer off a little bit and come back to it later. You have to work hard consistently and be at practice all the time and be at practice, like, when you're supposed to, and work hard each time, even when you don't want to.
Nzinga Prescott, Brooklyn-born and raised, Stuyvesant and now Columbia, educated, hoping to be on the U.S. Olympic fencing team this summer in London.
Yeah.
Good luck. Thank you so much for coming
thanks
on with
lot.
Us for a few minutes. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, thanks for listening today. Hopefully we'll be back for Super Tuesday Pledge Free tomorrow. We'll be here one way or the other. And stay tuned for the Leonard Lopate Show here on WNYC.